Please stand in body or in spirit. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher or the cynic. All is vanity. Does this call to worship even matter?
All is vanity and chasing after vanity.
Ah, but there is nothing better for us mortals than to eat and drink and to find enjoyment in our toil. So come, all who have gathered here, let us joyfully worship the Lord, our God. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, keeping silence for reflection and self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors with ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your soul and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Benevolent God, you are the source, the guide, and the goal of our lives. Teach us to love what is worth loving, to reject what is offensive to you, and to treasure what is precious in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading is a reading from Ecclesiastes, the first and second chapters. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel and Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and see, all is vanity and chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me. And who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 49 responsively with me. Hear this, all you peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and meditation of my heart shall be understanding.
I will incline my ears to a proverb. I will
Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of my persecutors surround me?
Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the abundance of their riches.
Truly, no ransom avails for one's life. There is no price one can give to God for it.
For the ransom of life is costly and can never suffice.
That one should live forever and never see the grave. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwellings, places to all generations, though they named lands their own.
Mortals did not abide where they were caught. They are like animals that perish.
The second reading is from Colossians, the third chapter. So, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil, desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off your old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be judge and arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." He told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. He thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will relax. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, those whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise be Christ.
I feel like I could read anything there and say the gospel of our Lord, and you would say praise be to Christ. I'm not sure why you say it on this one. That is a tough reading today. Oh, I forgot to grab these. You don't want it? What? Come on! There you go. Yes, I need help. One of you, I know Liz is dying to come up here. No? Yeah, I know. All right, we're going to light this. We're going to light this. We're going to let it go for a little bit. All right. So, I want you to blow out, turn this way, so everyone can see it. There you go. I want you to blow out that flame, and then I want you to capture the smoke. Grab it in your hands. Hold on to it. All right, pull your hand away. Let's see. Open it up. Where'd it go? All right, you try. Whose kid is that? Can I see your hand? Well, it's burned, but there's no smoke in it. So neither of you captured the smoke. Is that fair to say? Did you capture the smoke? No, it's gone. Is it there now? So the ability to capture smoke, even if you could, it's a very fleeting thing, right? Okay, you may be seated. The prosecution rests. Vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. This word vanity, that's just a poor English translation of the Hebrew word. In Hebrew, hevel, hevelim, hevel, hevelim, hakol, hevel, hevel. All is hevel. What does this word hevel mean? Kind of means smoke, like that which you can't capture and secure in your hands. All is hevel, meaning all is fleeting and temporary. It's like breath on a cold winter's day. You see that vapor come out of your mouth and you're like, huh, it's not there anymore. Hevel, it is like smoke. You can't grasp it. You can't hold on to it. You can't keep it. 1 minute it's here and it's gone the next. All is hevel. And unfortunately for this rich man, that includes barns. And for him, it includes the bigger barns that have at least temporarily replaced the original barns in order to at least temporarily satisfy this rich fool's wants and desires and whims. All is hevel. Hevel. This also includes the rich fool's very own life, as Jesus so bluntly reveals in this parable. You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. Or during our breakfast on Friday, as one of you commented to me, I might get hit by a truck tomorrow. All is hevel. All is temporary. Even our own lives are temporary. Our lives, our barns, our houses, our cars, our bank accounts, our families and friends. Yes, I'm sorry to say, even our Facebook friends, they are temporary. All 855 of our Facebook friends are temporary. It's vanity. Like smoke, none of this can be fully grasped and held forever. Here 1 minute and gone the next. All is hevel. Man, this guy from Ecclesiastes is sure a downer. Too often we emphasize the man's richness from this parable, and I'm not saying we should disregard his richness. But only considering his wealth, it misses the point. This man isn't only rich. He is foolish. Jesus calls him a rich fool. He's infected, honestly, by a foolishness that many right-minded people like me included. He's infected by something that we might look upon as common sense. Storing up for, preparing for the future. That makes sense. That's what you do. We would say that not planning for the future, that is what's foolish, right? So what makes this man, and maybe us, such fools for thinking about tomorrow? And this is my disclaimer. I'm not pretending to be your financial advisor, so don't blame if you go out and spend all your money that you saved up, not on me. But I continue. Ecclesiastes, it is wisdom literature, but it is wisdom literature with a cynical edge to it, which is why I love it so much. It is a cynical sort of wisdom literature, and it's framed around this teacher. I will call him a cynic. He's sharing his hard-won knowledge near the end of his life, and it is at the end of his life where he realizes that even his wisdom, even his knowledge, is something that he can't take with him, and he's kind of grumpy about it. And though it may seem strange, his repeated and perhaps depressing insistence that all is hevel, it becomes the lens through which the rich man's foolishness becomes very clear, and I think it's even the lens through which we will find some very good news. So this rich man, he's already rich, and then his land produces abundantly. So what does he do? He celebrates, right? No, he's all mad. He's like, oh, this abundant harvest. What am I going to do? My barns, they aren't big enough. I need new barns. But only then, only after I have these new barns built with all of my now ample goods stored up for many, 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 many years, only then can I and will I say to my soul, soul, now you can relax, eat, drink, and be merry. I won't be happy until, I won't find joy until. Till what? What exactly are we waiting for? And that very night, this rich fool was hit by a bus or a truck. To the very last, the rich fool is seen grasping at this smoke. It's not there. Still wanting that one thing that will allow him to finally relax, to eat, drink, and be merry, whatever it is. And so it is, I think, with all of us. Martin Luther, many of you may have heard of him, but Martin Luther writes this: the heart is a constantly yawning chasm. It wants everything. And even if it obtained everything, guess what? It would go on looking for still more. I didn't say it, Luther did. I just repeated it. In the searching, in our grasping, in the longing for what is not, it is the belief that joy will be found, that joy will be grasped once we are able to grab onto that smoke. And this is what is foolishness. It's both the belief that the smoke can be grasped if only you grab to the source of the smoke, and that even if you were able to hold on to it, that smoke would finally bring you joy. The cynic of Ecclesiastes laments, man, that was a real downer of a reading today, by the way. He laments, for those who toil all the days of their lives are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night, their minds do not rest. It's one way of looking at it. This sounds a lot like the rich fool. That sounds like his approach, right? And for some of us, it may kind of be like our approach. We don't find joy in our day's work. But just when the cynic brings us to the point where we're almost convinced that none of this even matters because all of it is hevel, he offers this. And I don't know why your reading cut short, but they cut the short reading short. And this is the heart of Ecclesiastes anyway. There is nothing better for mortals than to eat and drink and find enjoyment in their toil. To find enjoyment in our vocations in the day-to-day of our lives, this, concludes the cynic, is from the hand of God. The fool says, food and drink, relaxation and joy, that's for tomorrow. I'm saving that up when everything is stored up and ready. But the cynic of Ecclesiastes tells us there is goodness, there is joy to be found in the food and the drink and the toil right now, in your vocations right now, in the everydayness of your lives right now, and this is a gift from the hand of God. Tim McGraw sings a song that you may know, Live Like You Were Dying. It alludes to a man who thinks that he has lots of life before him. And then he finds out that he has cancer. And when someone asks him what he did when he found out that he had cancer, he says this, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. This is all bucket list kind of stuff, right? So he found out he had cancer and then he did his bucket list stuff. But what he says next is profound. And I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I'd been denying. And then these words of wisdom for all of us future-oriented fools, myself included, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. And here's the thing, my dear siblings in Christ, I am really sorry to say this, and I am really sorry if this is the first time that you are hearing it, but we are all dying right now, today. And yet, if Jesus is to be believed, if this cynic is to be believed, we need not despair about this. It is actually, strangely, what frees us from all of the grasping. The knowledge that this fleeting life is a gift from God, that none of this is promised, and that we don't get to keep any of it, this is what liberates us to live richly in the here and the now. Jesus and the cynic, they are telling us the same thing. There is meaning, there is purpose, there is joy to be found in all of the toil, in all of your vocations, in the ups and the downs, in the everydayness of your lives, in what you have and what we have and what we currently grasp today. What we currently grasp, that is not hevel, because it is here, we can hold it. There is joy to be found today. It is from this place then, from the joyful toil of our vocations, from the living out of our daily lives, that we are able to live lives not with the goal of self-enrichment or the enrichment of some future and perhaps ultimately non-existent self. I mean, who knows? You could get hit by a truck tomorrow. Hope you don't. Instead, we are free to live lives that are rich toward God, as Jesus says. A God whose hand gives us the food and drink, who gives us the toil and the joy, whose hand so lovingly gives all that we could ever or will ever need. This is what frees us to live richly and joyfully, to richly and joyfully love and serve God and the neighbor. This, my dear siblings in Christ, this is not hevel. It is not grasping at smoke. Loving and serving God and loving and serving the neighbor throughout the course of our days, this is not vanity. It is tangible. It is real. It is something that we can grasp right now and today. For that, I say thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell.
In solidarity with all creation, we join our voice to the voice of the whole church and pray for the needs of the world.
Renew in your church a perspective of life beyond worldly pursuits. Build in us enthusiasm to embrace life in Christ so that we encounter our neighbors in grocery stores, restaurants, the bank, and through our vocations around Galleon and throughout this world. Christ, the life of the world, is revealed in and through us. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Reveal your loving presence in the lives of people suffering hunger and need, illness and grief, pain and fear. Especially we lift to you this day, Millie, Teresa, Joyce, Judy, Jean, Krista, Dave, AJ, Caden and his family, Haley, Sandy, Scott, Ed. We lift to you Colin and Jack Jr. and those who we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Give strength to those whose vocation is to give care, and equip them with compassion as they make your love known through the everydayness of this life. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Store up in this congregation a full measure of gratitude and generosity. Guide the work of treasurers, financial teams, counters, and all who attend to financial matters of First Lutheran Church. We lift also this day those who work in our community is difficult and demanding and make us mindful of their toil that too often goes unnoticed. Open our eyes to the unseen and sustain them in their work. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Ever-living God, strengthen and sustain Bishop-elect Curry that with patience and understanding he may love and care for your people. Grant that together we may follow in the way of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Oh, I have a line. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another.
Peace be with you. I got to make the mention. That is Facebook, you know?
That is Facebook.
I know how...
Okay, let's see here.
At this time, we continue worship with our gifts and our offerings.
Thank you.
Creator God, let us pray. Creator God, in your wisdom, you bring forth all that is good, and the harvest is plentiful. Strengthen us at your table with these gifts of the earth and our labor, that we might work for the good of all. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table is set before us. This is something real. It's something tangible. It's something that we can hold on to and something that holds on to us. So come forward to this table. Eat, drink, be merry. Amen. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Are those new? Are the glasses new? No? Well, anyway, this is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you.
Oh,
This is the body of Christ broken for you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Sustaining God, you gathered us to your table, and we drink deeply of your grace. Send us out by your Spirit to love our neighbors as ourselves and proclaim your love in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
A few quick announcements. The most important one first. We're in need of people to volunteer up some cookies. So if you could take a list, a look at our coffee cart list, please do so and volunteer. If that's part of the toil that you enjoy, that toil that brings joy to your life. Anyway. That's amazing. No committee or council meetings for the month of August. I like that one so much, I'm announcing that one next week, too. Put it on your calendars, Lutheran Partnership meeting, Wednesday, August 20th at 7 p.m. We continue to collect our noisy offering for Lutheran Disaster Relief for the flooding. And any other announcements this morning? Do we still need money for the refrigerator? I think yes, a little. Some. A lot? A little, a lot. A lot. I think we might be about halfway there. Maybe. So, up. We're more than halfway there. About three quarters of the way there, Randy. Might be completely there. Okay, it depends. I will find that out and I will communicate it thusly. I'll try to get that in the newsletter this week. So, okay. Birthday on the 5th? All right, is today the 5th? We'll spare you the happy, unless you want us to sing happy birthday. Nope, okay. All right, well, with that, then please stand for a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen.
Sent to return to our toil, but we do not do so in vain.
Go joyfully, stripped of your old self and renewed with Christ in your heart and on your lips.
We will.
Thanks be to God.